doing?
Good, Martin. How are you?
Good.
So the last time we talked to you, you were saying that you're going to decide in a group what's going to happen with Caprillion. Have you made that decision already when he's going to start here?
Yeah, we feel like we're going to give Cap one more time. So Cap will be going to Vegas, make one more start in Vegas, and you know, we feel it's best for our long-term approach with Cap and making sure he's up to his pitch count and feeling strong.
And that's going to be a reassessment after he goes?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, as long as he's healthy and, you know, builds up to that pitch count we're looking at, you know, we'll reassess and form a plan for him from there.
Last time you said it was 80 pitches and he threw 78.
Right.
How many pitches do you expect for him now?
I think he's got 95 to 100. You know, if he's able to get there, great. And, you know, continue to build from there and continue to assess how he's doing health-wise. That's the most important thing, you know. We're looking at this from his personal, you know, standpoint and health and making sure he's, you know, ready and confident when he gets here to go out and give us everything he has.
So, Piscotty right back into the lineup. Is he didn't need any kind of, I don't know, rehab start or?
Yeah, I mean, Steven's been out for like 7 days, so he's been keeping himself in shape. He has his own facility at home and his cage, and so he's been hitting and working out and feels good and confident about going back out and being in the lineup.
Do you adjust anything with the 2 days off with your rotation?
We haven't gotten that far yet, so you know, I think that you know, we'll look at that as we get closer and decide if we're going to make adjustments or leave everyone on turn.
How significant was it, you think, that Haller got through that second and it went out and hit three good innings after that?
Yeah, it was great. I kind of talked a little bit about it last night after the game. You know, tough second inning for him, but sending him back out, you know, seeing the confidence kind of grow as he got through the third, the fourth, and then, you know, completing five innings, keeping, you know, us in the game, really, giving us a chance to win. And not only that, but getting to a pitch count that we felt great about, and also the confidence that he should have taken from the last three innings.
Sneed, good to go today if you need him.
Yeah, Sneed's one of the other guys that's been reinstated and has been throwing some bullpens off mounds and keeping himself in shape, and so he's good to go today.
A great achievement today in baseball. About an hour ago, Miguel Cabrera got to 3,000 hits. Could you talk a little bit about what are some of the things you admire more of this great hitter?
Yeah, you know, I was with Miguel the first time he took batting practice on a major league field as a young Marlin. So he was signed by one of my dear friends, Luis Alhawa, which was his scout. And obviously Al Avila was a part of that process with the Marlins. So I've got some history with Miguel, and couldn't be happier for him, not only as a player but as a person. He's first class. He's everything that's right about this game. And the way he's, you know, gone through his career, the focus, the just the preparation that it takes daily for him. Really happy that he's, you know, a 3,000 club member and a future Hall of Famer.
That was in Miami, obviously.
It was. It was in Miami. I saw him hit for the first time, and it was a different sound. So
even back then,
he was, I think, maybe 17 years old, 16, 17
so
years old. They brought him in to hit. Brought him in to hit at the field and before one of our games, and he was hitting oppo homers at that age, and you just knew right there is this kid's different.
He filed that away for a future.
Yeah.
Was he touted pretty well and then kind of came as advertised?
Oh yeah, for sure. He definitely was touted. I don't know if he was touted as a Hall of Fame, you know, perennial Hall of Famer, but there was definitely a good buzz around the kid. And when he took the field and hit BP for the first time, he had an approach that was that of a major league approach, where, you know, a lot of kids you see take BP on a field, if they're high school draft kids, they'll go pull side power and start there. And Miguel started right center as a 16-year-old taking batting practice, or if he was 18. You know, so there was an impression there right away.
Seth Brown has come through clutch, and Sheldon Noisy, also very successful. What can you talk a little about what they've been doing with their success and what you've seen?
Well, I think for Sheldon, you know, the approach has been to the right center side of the field. You know, he's staying his legs a little bit longer. You know, again, we talk about the preparation that he's put into, you know, whether it's his body or his swing. You know, real pleased with the direction he's going and the work ethic that he has and he's been able to maintain.
Can you talk a little bit about your whole new combination at second base today? Both Christian Lopez and Nick Allen, first time they're starting games at this level, at those positions.
Yeah, you know, Nicky's first start at shortstop. Again, we talk about, you know, his development, that he's played both positions, second and short. So today he'll go to shortstop and you know, Christian Lopes, another kid that gets an opportunity to start at second base. We use the word grit a lot around here, and his perseverance to this long-term commitment of making the big leagues is finally coming true today, which I'm really happy for the kid. Got a good spring training with us. Both those guys, the combination was out there in spring training, so they're familiar with each other, and you know, I'm looking forward to watching them play today.
Do you know, is Billy going to do pitch in Vegas again, for Vegas?
Yeah, he'll go on turn in Vegas, yeah. You'd probably know better than me, but yes, I think it's Tuesday.
Yeah, because I think Friday's Monday, but yeah. They're off Monday.
Yeah, so Tuesday. Yeah.
Good?
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.